I'm Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Be inspired to live big and bold and take action to turn your dreams into your reality. Go beyond obstacles and limits of your thinking. Accelerate results to catapult yourself to success. I'm a visibility expert who gives media makeovers to clients, booking them on media interviews and turning their books into international bestsellers with guaranteed results. Join me at DebbieDashinger.com. Dare to do great things. Dare to shine. It's all about you becoming a visionary and leading the pack. Welcome to your daring new life. Oh, yeah. Welcome. Welcome. This is Debbie Dashinger. I hope you feel inspired today. And if not, I think we can take care of you and help you to feel more aligned with your dreams. And of course, today's show has a featured guest a little bit later who is going to enlighten us. I'm interested in the subject. This is Ken Carter, who is in his 10th year in the fire service, suddenly sustained a career-ending back injury, and he was left with a herniated disc and nerve damage that made it painful to even step off a curb or sit, and he had to make the choice of whether to undergo surgery or try alternative means of healing. Well, it opened up a big path for him, and Ken chose the healing path, and after 4 years, restored his disc to its healthy state, and this led to 25 years of exploration, where Ken is now a certified level 3 practitioner of Qigong, a level 1 bio-cybernaut with UCSF's Dr. Jim Hart, and became a sorcerer's apprentice to an Apache Sioux medicine woman. He's going to be on later. And he has an amazing gadget that's going to help you in your life. I have one. I can't wait to tell you about it. So, your gut. What is your gut trying to tell you? We always say that our gut is the GPS, right? It's always telling us the direction, where to head, where not to head. If we will be quiet, it gives us a lot of information, maybe even find out what to do with your life. And in order to find out what to do with your life, you need to feel yourself. Feel yourself. Take a minute and breathe. Man, we're always going so fast all the time here. Minute to breathe. Neuroscience has shown us that decision-making is actually more about feeling than thinking our way through it. And I know it may sound uncanny, the idea that your gut is going to lead you to your purpose, but I promise, if you can get still and pay attention to your body, you will feel physically pulled towards what's right for you. It's like tracking your life's purpose. You follow the hot tracks. You're looking for things that spark a little feeling of joy and relaxation in the body. So is there anything you could do today that would make you feel joyful and relaxed? You have to keep tracking your purpose, even if it gets to a scary place. So let's say you're a little bit bigger size than quote unquote what's normal today, but man, you love fashion. So what if you just wrote somewhere, you know, this is weird because I hate my body right now, but I love style. And I know there are plenty of people like me. I may be big. However, I love fashion. And that makes me joyful and relaxed. Fashion, style. Makes me joyful and relaxed, right? You'd know your purpose, so join me, right? You'd want people to join you. So whatever that is, even if it's a scary place, just keep tracking. Where is it joyful? Where is it relaxed? And I don't know what your purpose is. I don't know if you should write a blog or do anything else. Only you know that. But there is a homework assignment that does work. Enjoy everything that you do. If it brings you joy, do it. If it doesn't bring you joy, don't do it. And that's not permission. It's a prescription. That's your only work in life. If it brings you joy, do it. Find what makes you feel joyful and relaxed. And that's your only work in life, and it lasts forever. When we come back, Ken Carter will be here to talk about the RF BioShield and his amazing journey. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
You've had enough of seeking for your purpose. You are ready to start living it. Right now, you only need one answer. What realizing your life's purpose will look like. How exactly will you do that? You don't want to make another mistake, change careers, only to feel trapped and bored again. You want to absolutely know what your special gift is and who you are meant to serve with your gift. Great business ideas are just that. They are aligned with your true essence and make a profound difference in somebody else's life. Get your free Activate Your Life's Purpose call with Lyra Kay, an international best-selling author, quantum success business, life coach, and your creative genius activator. Lyra Kay will help you take the next step today so you can make an impact and realize your potential now. Book your call at shesgotpassion.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com. Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Welcome back. This is Debbie Dashinger, and I'm introducing you to Ken Carter, who I've met in person. His previous careers were as a paramedic and a middle school science teacher. Well, I guess science was very key here, and also the body, because he was researching the subject of bioenergy and pursuing certification as a Qigong practitioner. And Carter found books on the theory of organ energy. And along with his business partner, they created the RF BioShield. What is that? RF BioShield is a unique invention that gives individuals protection from harmful devices that emit electromagnetic radiation in their home and business. The RF BioShield has been on the market for several years. It stops chaotic vibratory frequencies from cell phones, computers, Wi-Fi routers, microwave ovens, televisions, cordless phones, and smart meters, and it redirects the frequencies away from the body by a third-generation organite. You can find out more at rfbioshield.com. Ken, you're finally here. Welcome to Dare to Dream.
Hey, thanks for your patience with me, Debbie. I'm still not Mr. High Tech, but I'm really pleased to be on your program.
I am so pleased, too, and I'm very much looking forward to learning personally and also to share with the others, the listeners, about your healing journey and more about the RF BioShield. So let's talk about the idea that you yourself had a career-ending injury. That must have been amazing. That changed your life. Share a little bit about your healing journey.
Okay, I will. It's actually getting quite a few years ago now on that part. But I was a firefighter for Carlsbad Fire Department, and I was actually in the first paramedic class back in 1977. So we're going to ancient history almost in my 20s, and I went through there and became actually president of the firefighters union and all that, and used to compete in the firefighters Olympics. And about 10 years into my career, we were lifting a pretty big guy into the ambulance, and my partner, for some reason, it was probably, you know, really early morning hours when things happen, about 2 in the morning, and I guess he hadn't paid attention. We were going off a big curb, and even the wheel started to drop on my end, so I just caught, you know, just caught it, just kind of, you know, it was like a big curl, you know, like a 200-pound curl, and I felt a little twinge in my back, and didn't think much of it. And when we got back to the station, I just kind of, you know, did some pull-ups and stretching, and just figured I'd, you know, stretch out my back, and felt fine. And then the next day, just hurt a little bit, and then, you know, I reported it because I didn't, you know, just in case something was going on, and they told me to go see the city doctor. And he kind of bent me all around. All of a sudden, my leg just went numb and got what's called paresthesia, which feels like pins and needles all the way down my leg. And then everything just started to get worse and worse, and I was on light duty. And finally, I forgot. Somehow I was in talking to an ER doc that I'd known for quite a while, and he said, "Ken, it sounds like you've got a herniated disc, and you need to get a, you know, CAT scan immediately." So I took his advice and went in, and sure enough, I did a CAT scan MRI, and my disc was herniated L5-S1, was totally bulged out. And so I went to a back school and tried to, you know, muscle. I figured, hey, you know, I can, you know, I can overpower this. And I did that for 6 weeks, and I actually got back in, but I was, you know, having constant pain, and like I said, my leg would go numb, but went back to work for about 2 months, and then on another fire, it just kind of blew out again. So I was totally out for about 3 months. All I could do was basically lie. I remember lying on my stomach with a pillow under, you know, on the floor, and watching the 1984 Olympics, you know, go by. You know, so we're talking again ancient history here, but eventually. Went back on light duty, became a fire inspector, and then, believe it or not, just getting out of a car, it blew out again. So the chief told me, you know, Ken, your career is going to end right now. He says, you can decide whether you want to do surgery or, you know, not. But he says, no matter what you do, you felt bad, but he says, your career has just ended. So it was a life-changing moment, because all of a sudden, yeah, I'm not going to be a firefighter anymore in your life. You know, you're going to have to decide what to do. So I just chose to go with an acupressurist, a chiropractor I'd known. I just started to explore different things. And the Bob Endo was the name of the acupressurist. I haven't seen him for quite a while, but he helped me start to just get my body start to move again. And it took about 2.5 years of working with him and just trying to just change my life, basically. And after doing that, it took about, actually, believe it or not, 5 years, but my disc actually went back into place. I had a little bit of residual nerve damage, but I was able to do most things. The only thing I can't do physically, I've lost a lot of muscle mass, but is ride a drop handle, you know, bicycle. I can't do road bikes anymore, so I've kind of go upright with mountain bikes. But pretty much, I'm
wow.
back.
Wow,
know,
that's miraculous. That's amazing. That's quite a story, and I'm curious. So you go from that on your healing journey, you get certified in Qigong, BioCybernaut, and then you call yourself a sorcerer's apprentice. So very intriguing. Can you talk a little bit about the Apache Sioux medicine woman that you mentor with?
Yeah, yes, I can. And she's a very, very humble, very shy person. I mean, she'd been through, a lot. I mean, I don't want to, share her early life, but it was, she was up in, she is half Sioux, half Apache. And I'll tell you a story about her mom. Her mom actually died right after she was born. She was trying to escape from the reservation. And I'm not sure exactly what was going on, but, Deanna got, ended up being placed, with a white family. Back then, there was this thing with Native Americans that they wanted to, it was still pretty much the only, good engine is a dead engine kind of thing. And sad as that was, but she still managed to have connections with her grandparents and the people on, Native healers. And so she learned, just learned. I couldn't tell you the process because I was not there, but she works with animals. She works with horses. I mean, you talk about horse whispers. She literally speaks. Yeah. I mean, she can speak to horses. And my wife actually met her. My wife's an expressive art therapist, and she'd gone to this Theta Healing seminar in L.A. And I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I know it very well. Yep. Have a great friend who's a master.
Yeah, and she was helping out that, assisting the instructor. And for some reason, my wife thought, she would be great to work with our daughter, who had high anxiety. I was very young at the time and had real high anxiety, and we were going to have her come down, and then she ended up getting ill. So I sent her. I was making these organizers, not the same ones you have at that time, but they're based on Don Croft's work, and so I sent her some of this as well as some MMS drops, Jim Campbell, if anybody's interested in that stuff. Yeah,
I know it. It's amazing.
It turns into sodium chloride, and I've used it, to knock out flus, and just great stuff. And you don't want to overdo it, but it is good. So I sent her that, and we started up, this is probably 10 years ago, and we started up, kind of a long distance friendship. We didn't meet, but I started sending her organite, and she would send different things. I've got some sacred white buffalo hair and all this stuff, and she would send me stuff, and I would actually make it into, snakeskin and everything else, put it into these giant organites. So I was making stuff, even ostrich eggs with the organite material, and sending them, we just started working together, and we finally met about, gosh, it was probably 3 or 4 years later. I was taking my daughter and her boyfriend up to the Integratron. Have you ever been to that in Landers, California?
I know of it. Yeah.
Totally.
I see pictures.
Yeah. It was pretty wild. I mean, probably for me, I'm really into sound and sound healing, which ties in with the Qigong, but. For those of you that don't know it, the gentleman who built it, it was supposedly he was beamed up, with some Venusians back in the early 50s, and they said, human beings mellow out and get a lot nicer after they're 50, so we're going to show you how to extend human life by using, electrical means. With this special dome, and so he essentially used what they had taught him to make this wooden, almost a perfect dome structure. And if you go out to Landers, it's still there. But he was never able to figure out the wiring, I guess, to make the electrical stuff. And it ended up he died. His daughters kind of inherited the place. And they couldn't figure out what to do with it, so they. somebody went in there and saw that it was acoustically perfect, so you could, you know, whisper across the dome and hear it, you know, on the other side. And if the coolest thing for me was if you stood right in the middle in this dome and then spoke up to the ceiling, just, I mean, to even a soft voice, your voice would actually bounce off the roof, come right back into you, and you would actually be vibrated or energized with your own voice. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it, except it's
Ken,
amazing.
Yes, we're going to have to go to break. I'm so sorry to interrupt this story. It's an amazing story, and we're going to have to continue it when we come back. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be back with more with Ken about the medicine woman he worked with, as well as what is the RF BioShield and what does it do for you. Stay right there.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. And Ken, I'm going to ask you just to conclude that story because I still want to know specifically the Apache Sioux medicine woman. What was the work you did together? How did she mentor you?
Yes. Well, we went, eventually we ended up, I visited her in Sedona, and we hit the vortexes. Basically, the first one we hit was Bell Rock, and basically she was trying to. I'm a pretty slow learner. She was teaching me how to feel the vortexes, and I'm like kind of looking at her like, this is like, yeah, I'm in outer space. I had no clue what you were talking about. So she says, okay, you see how the trees wrap around and they actually circle. I mean, you'll see the bushes and the small trees will actually circle around. So she taught me to feel the coach who said, okay, step back, now step forward, and can you feel a temperature change? And I could actually feel it got cooler as I walked towards it. And then when I backed out, it was warmer. And so, you know, I was, again, helping by placing Organite, kind of an earlier generation, like I said, from Don Croft. If anybody wants to look that up, do a search on Organite, O-R-G-O-N-I-T-E, and Don Croft, C-R-O-F-T, would be a good start for that. And you could
All right.
learn quite a bit.
And, perfect.
So we did go out and healed the, you know, well, that's what you told me. We healed the several of the vortexes, and then we took pictures, and she was showing me an orbs, these light orbs would show up, and it kind of blew me away. But they would, I could see them on camera, but I could not, couldn't see them personally. But she showed them to me. But anyway, that's where it is, you know, with Diani there.
Amazing. And then, so I know for a decade you experiment with Organite technology, as you're referring, and that was pioneered by Don Croft. Just briefly, what are the specific benefits of Organite? I honestly had never heard about it till I researched you for the show. So what's beneficial about it? Why would you use it?
Okay, well, basically it's to knock, I mean, it neutralizes all the Wi-Fi we have, being close to, high tension lines, it seems because land is cheaper under high tension, 400,000 volt lines. A lot of schools are built. I don't know if you ever noticed, but it's cheaper land. So they tend to build schools. A lot of grammar schools are built right under power lines. They tend to put, cell towers because they can earn money. They'll put the mobile towers right on the playing fields of schools. So these will actually neutralize. These will help neutralize the harmful energy that comes out. Because I'll throw another name at everybody here. There's a Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt who actually practices in both Germany. And here, and he, if you can look up his YouTube, he talks about the long-term effects of EMF, and because we just have so much Wi-Fi, I'd say probably 2 to 10% of people are extremely sensitive. Mm. The new smart meters tend to keep them awake. Some people cannot sleep. These, the Organite will actually allow them, their bodies to calm down. On a scientific level, I mean, if straight science and as an old middle school science teacher, the only thing I can think for the helping to sleep is that the EMF will disturb the way your melatonin is processed. It won't totally knock it out, but it will, your body will not be able to process your natural melatonin, which is why you see people buying, I think, so much melatonin.
Yeah.
They'll go out and just kind of overload with it. But I cannot prove it. But the only thing I can think is that if it knocks out neutralizes the EMF, it allows your natural melatonin to come back up and will help you, help you sleep and just your body to get back on a healing mode.
So here's the deal. I love that you're sharing that because I'm going to ask you a question about the sleep in just a minute. Here's how I met Ken. Ken and I were both at a workshop, a media workshop, and I was one of the many people who was fielding offers, let's say, from people who wanted to be interviewed. And it was like 150 people who came and pitched me. And I have to say that I was completely overwhelmed. I felt totally depleted. It's very hard when you love people and want to be of service to feel frustrated about doing that. And of course, I showed my best face, but let me be real. Everybody in the room, all of us who are called icons of influence, we were all overwhelmed and depleted. And then Ken You gave me the RF BioShield. So now I have an RF BioShield disc. And I got to say, from the moment you gave it to me, even in that situation, the entire day from that moment forward was so much more peaceful. Despite the outward circumstances not changing, I became peaceful. I felt very resilient. So my whole energy changed. And now I keep my RF BioShield in the living room. It's near the TV equipment and it's within range of the computer. Talk about the ways you recommend we use this very attractive, by the way, very beautiful disc that you created.
Yeah, it's basically, believe it or not, Debbie, when we researched it, basically with muscle testing, my partner, Bob Quintus, is a physical therapist and has been, he owns Del Mar Physical Therapy. And I just run into him, and I don't want to get on another long story, but we ended up getting together and researching, trying to figure out what would be the best shape for the Organite I was already making, which was kind of the Don Croft generation, I guess you could call it. And it turned out when we got done, I mean, obviously the finished product, as you can see on rfbioshield.com, is basically a copper. It actually has two parts. It goes in, and all it really has in there, believe it or not, is a rutilated crystal, which a quartz crystal inside, wrapped in copper wire. And but we had to machine. We actually had to have these obviously machined out of copper, and like I said, we don't really know how it's working, but we muscle tested them out, and you could put them anywhere within 100 yards of yourself, and it will take out you could put it in the center of a football stadium, and it would pretty much cover the entire
really?
Field. Compared to the smaller, the other ones I have that are more like Don Cross, I have ones that will range from maybe 10 feet, like a little personal one, out to maybe 60 feet, that we've tested. But these will actually protect out to 100 yards. And it especially knocks out from the smart meters, which basically are a marketing device from the electric company, because it actually sends a radio wave into your house 24/7 to measure every appliance, especially the smart appliances. It can tell how much you're using of your refrigerator, but like I said, some people are so sensitive to that they literally get ill, and it's probably, hopefully less than 5% of the population, but that's still way too many, and we're all being affected by it, so.
And so I'm so curious too. You talked about the sleep. I'm somebody who does, I have a weird sleep pattern now, and I definitely fall asleep, but I find myself around 4 or 5 in the morning waking up. And then I would love to go back to sleep, but somehow my mind ignites and it's just off and running. Sometimes I can listen to meditations. I'll put something in my ears and it will. It sometimes even takes an hour for me to get quiet again, and I will fall asleep. But it's really disruptive sleep. So when you say that, I'm wondering, if I put my RF BioShield in the bedroom, would that change things for me?
I can't tell you if it would or not on this one, because these are, they're extremely powerful as far as going out there. Now, what I do, and I hand them out, I've been handing them out, but I do sell them on Amazon, and I kicked it back up just in case anybody would want some. But the older generation Organite, if you place one in your pillowcase, like I've got, I make hearts and, starfish and things, and it's made of Organite material. And a lot of other people do sell them. So you can, and if you go on to, there's a site called Educate, and then -yourself.org. It actually, there's some articles by Don Croft, and that's where I actually learned how to start making the original Organite. And if somebody's interested in doing that, you could actually make your own. I don't need to peddle these things, but they are, you can buy them. And if you place them under your pillowcase, I had no idea that they were going to do that. My chiropractor actually decided, you know, Ken, and she does dowsing and everything. She says, I'm going to try this on my husband. And so she said, I'm going to put it under Don's pillow for a couple of weeks and see what happens, because he has horrible insomnia. He never sleep through the night, and he'd always be tossing and turning. So she did that. After 2 weeks, he slept all through the night. And all of a sudden, after 2 weeks, he goes, God, Mary, I've been sleeping. I can't believe how great I've been sleeping. So she pulled out the little thing, and he goes, one of Ken's damn alien devices, you know. But that was the reaction. But Dr. Mary Anderson was the person that kind of revealed to me that these things will actually help you sleep. But that is the older generation. So, Debbie, I will mail you one. Just give me an address at the end here, and I will send you one of the older ones, and you can pop that under your pillowcase.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you. I'm totally down for this because I know it makes a difference. And I just want to reiterate to people what you're talking about. And this organite is a substance. It's made of resin, metals, and quartz that balances and harmonizes bioenergy, otherwise known as organ, chi, or prana. And also, he was referring earlier, Dr. Wilhelm Reich was an Austrian psychiatrist. That's where my name comes from, Dachinger, Austria. And he researched that connection. He researched organ energy in the earlier half of the 20th century, and today's organite devices are built on his findings. So Dr. Reich found that organic materials attract and hold organ energy, while non-organic metals simultaneously attract and repel the energy. And because of that, the elements contained in organite are constantly attracting and repelling energy. So it's a scrubbing action that takes place. And along with the charge that the crystal gives off, this cleans stagnant and negative energy, and it brings it back to a healthy vibrant state. I want to make sure everybody understands the potency of what Ken is talking about and the brilliance of something so small and so powerful to help with electromagnetic and radio frequency radiation that could be harmful to us. So, with that, when we come back, we're going to find out more about the altruism that Ken and his partner Bob are involved in, how BioShields can actually be tested, and what are maybe some statistics, including airport security. So if you're tuning in, this is Debbie Dashinger. And again, you can find Ken Carter at rfbioshield.com. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream. And okay, so let's start, Ken, with the RF BioShield. So I'm raving about it. I felt a difference. You're talking about the various uses. And I hope people will go online and see what's possible with this. And I know that yours is made in the USA. I know it comes with a money-back guarantee, which is all amazing. So, but, and you talked about the muscle testing. Are there other ways that it's tested for effectiveness?
Okay, well, there are not yet. Bob and I, again, you know, I've got a really sore shoulder, but it's building up because I've done so much muscle testing. I'm the guy that we test. What we found is that there are changes to the pancreas and the liver, and that and what our muscle testing shows, again, you know, we would have to do the double blind study, but that there are, that liver panels would show that after 7 months of being around these, it turns out, I mean, it sounds almost biblical, but if you're around these 7 hours a day for 7 months, that it will actually reverse the harmful effects that are, you know, being put out by all the EMF that we are exposed to, and which tends to go from what we're testing is it goes through into through the pancreas as well as the liver, and like I said, if anybody's out there, any major donors that could allow us to do a double blind test in a medical situation, that would be great. But to be totally honest, no, I don't have any scientific evidence that these things work. Everything is anecdotal from people, you know, like that I hear from, and I go around. I've placed these in Europe. I've placed them in all sorts of organite as well as these RF BioShields in places where I see or just feel or led to, or Diani guides me, that are some dark areas. Like I've gone up to Los Alamos in New Mexico where the nuclear weapons kind of started, got their start, and as well as certain places in England and Germany where they had this, I think it's about 1,200 or 1,500 foot radio tower right in the center of Berlin. Mm. And I made sure I hit that area pretty well. You know, and a lot of people that have read up on Don Croft are placing these this organite around any cell towers, and it's kind of it's almost a hobby. You know, you go around and you see a place where you see cell towers real close to houses or schools. It's a really good place to drop a couple of these things off. So again, I can't give you any scientific evidence that we're changing the world, but it from healers. If you know any Reiki workers, you know, place one of these things in their hands and just say, "Hey, what do you feel?" And you'll be amazed of some of the feedback that you will get.
Spectacular. And for people who use them, you've talked about the pillows, you've talked about the home and businesses and so forth. What about being a pendant? Can we wear it as a pendant? Can we keep it in our pockets?
Yeah, actually, I do that. I have a jade, you know, from my Qigong, you know, teachings, you know, learning that I do wear usually. But I have made them. Some people like that. Some people are, believe it or not, I've only had about three people, but they've told me, "Hey, I they get tinnitus if they keep it too close." That's the only thing, is that they'll get a ringing in their ear, you know, if they keep it too close. So actually, Bob's daughter had the thing. I don't know if she put it in her pillow or a nightstand, but it was like within a foot or two of her, and she woke up with her ears ringing. And as soon as she moved it across the room, she was fine. And that's the most, you know, quote unquote, the side effect. That's the only side effect I have heard, you know, from these things. And again, there's nothing magnetic. There's nothing electrical in it. It's basically crystal. and copper. There's literally nothing else to them. But it's just, I don't know if it's the shape or what, but that's what we're getting for feedback.
Okay. And altruism is alive in your business, which I really loved seeing. You and your partner, Bob, distributed free BioShields around the U.S. and Northern Europe, as you're referring to. What criteria helps you decide where to gift these devices?
Just look for the largest cell tower, you know, and I'm sure you've seen them all around. I mean, I every time I drive up to L.A., along the freeways, I just see them. And if they're literally, if they are at the level, if they're high enough, they seem to not harm the people that are living by. But if I know in England, they've done some studies, and there are cancer pockets. Like if you're, say, live at on a second floor apartment within, say, 100 feet of one of these cell towers, there's a high likelihood that there's a lot of people getting, you know, coming down with cancer or leukemia really close to it. And so, like the Israelis will not allow, I think, even with cell phones, they will not allow cell phone usage for children. They, you know, they're far stricter. I think Russia as well are very strict about the EMF, even though they tend to use them as weapons. I know in some of the embassies, that the U.S. embassy back in the 60s, they used to have the woodpecker thing going off, and people were literally American embassy workers were starting to bleed out their eyes. So the Russians know the power of these things. I mean, not the fire shields, but the EMF and microwave pulses and stuff. It can really truly affect the human body and in a very harmful way.
Wow, powerful. I didn't realize it could be used against us, but welcome to our fascinating world. So I'd love to get to know you a little better here in the last segment. So tell me, because you're really a fascinating guy, and there's so many modalities you've been open to that have influenced your life. What daily ritual or practice do you engage in, Ken, that helps keep you heart-centered and grounded?
You know, I do, well, this last month, since we've been packing up to move to England, I've fallen off the wagon, and I can tell because I'm, you know, obviously a little more ragged. But I do a Qigong exercise practice. The Qigong grandmaster that I studied under, his name, I just know his last name is Grandmaster Fu, F-O-O. And it's Erme Qigong. It's E-M-E-I and then Qigong. And basically there's about a 45-minute, just Qigong exercises that you do, and the movement, and it, for me, my brain is always bouncing around and pretty much ADHD, and everything interests me. It slows everything down. My mind can focus. And I also try to do transcendental meditation, which actually my daughter and I are going to get a little review, you know, kind of a recharge today, later this evening. But those two practices just kind of help slow my brain down, because it's always moving way too fast at times.
Nice, really nice. And what about when the world overwhelms you? What do you employ? What kind of tips can you offer that you use yourself to thrive when the world overwhelms you?
I get out in nature. Wherever I am, I just try to find some trees and go out. When I was living in Del Mar, there's Torrey Pines, just going out into the pine trees. And for people that like, you know, the negative energy of, the negative ions, I should say, not the negative energy, but the negative ions are put out by pine needles. They actually change. They're exactly like when you go to the ocean and you have the waves breaking, it creates, or right after a fresh rain, you get all the positive ions, which bother us, turn negative and to negative ions, and it kind of recharges our body. But pine needles, believe it or not, your pine trees are your best friend when you're out in the forest, because they will they can provide a lot of nutrients too, but they will create the negative ions that really will charge me up. And so any exercise and getting out in nature just makes me feel a whole lot better.
Thank you. I never knew that before. That's really fascinating. That's great to know. No wonder I love the forest so much as well. What has been your most difficult choice, Ken, that you had to make to fulfill your destiny?
Wow. That's a big one. I don't know if it's a difficult choice. I think when my daughter was born, it shifted me, and in a way, she became my guru. I mean, maybe not consciously, but it shifted my, I guess maybe a selfish track. You know, I think I can get very self-involved, you know, and get so worried about stuff. But having just holding my daughter when she's a baby, and I don't know. There's such a connection. And it shifted my life. She's gone through a lot of struggles on her own, but it just took me out of myself and made me realize that, made me more interested in my family. I had a fairly rough childhood, and all of a sudden, because of her, I really wanted to reconnect with an extended family that I pretty much avoided. And so I guess my daughter has been the biggest shift in my life and the biggest force for change.
Aw, I hope she'll listen to this. That's beautiful. And I'm curious, what do you think your true purpose on Earth is, or in this lifetime is, your true purpose?
I think to love, to be more fearless, and I think you either have fear or you have love. I don't think hate is the opposite side of love. I think fear is, and you know, even like I said, I was a firefighter. I spent way too much time in fear or reacting to things, and it's not even big fears necessarily, but it's just too much reacting to things instead of just trusting, opening our hearts, and allowing it to happen. And I'm not saying I'm anywhere near achieving that, but in a good moment where I can just say, hey, let's just be in the moment and send out love. And if somebody is giving you a hard time, just, you know, don't react to it and go to the dark side. Try to just be loving and compassionate. And I think the more we extend that out, the more it comes back to us as well, but it just changes the earth. And I think we need to, like Lynn McTaggart said, just shift our consciousness so we can make the world a better place for not just ourselves, but our children and grandchildren and like the seven generations downward.
Yeah, when I hear that, it always reminds me of the mantra I tell myself, which is, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. We say that, we sing it, but for people to actually do what you're talking about, it's a big deal. It's a very mindful big deal. So thank you for that reminder. People who want to connect with you, Ken, who want to purchase the RF BioShield, where do you recommend that they go?
Okay, they can go to rfbioshield.com, but I haven't been the best webmaster, so I can give them my email if that's all right.
And yeah.
Okay, they can do the Radiant Health, RAYDIANT Health 137 at gmail.com. And like I said, we'll do our best on that. Because we have to have these machined out, and it cost us $40 a piece to just get the machining done. So if we run out, I promise we'll do some organized substitution for a little bit to keep people going. But we can, you know, if it starts to get a lot of orders, we will put a new orders in there. And I with me going out of the country, I'll shift it over to Bob. But I promise. whoever wants one of these things, we would love to get them out there is around the world. I just thank you for allowing me this opportunity, and hopefully it'll be one of those things that'll help shift consciousness and the earth.
Consciousness and the earth. Amen, brother. This is Dare to Dream. In our last minute, Ken, what are you next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
Well, to get, my daughter and us over to England, and we'll be living in a little place up in the Midlands with real close to family, cousins, and I'd like to, settle down and do some more writing again. I used to write quite a lot, and I thought about children's books, and I have one old children's book. I think you still find it occasionally on somebody will be selling it on eBay or Amazon. That's called "I Was a Giant Last Night, Mom."
Okay.
But anyway, I just want to get back into. I love cartooning and things like that. But
nice.
But that's where I'm at.
Thank you, Ken, so much for being with us today on Dare to Dream. Such a pleasure. And thanks for the good work you're doing. And I end today's show with this quote from Daniel Laporte. Awareness is realizing that our life could always be better. Growth is doing what it takes to make it better. When we choose the positive over the negative, liberation over repression, truth over illusion, we become real creators. Next up on Dare to Dream Radio, I'm featuring Dr. Bradley Nelson and Lori Spangler. You'll want to tune in. If you're ready to write your book and want a book writing coach or become a best-selling author, go to mybestsellerbook.com or email me at bestseller@debbiedashinger.com. Thank you for joining me on Dare to Dream today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. It's so easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible now.